All right, it's Wednesday. The big one is on this Sunday, so we've got to find out who's going to win it from our man, Pano. How are you this morning, mate?
I am absolutely fantastic, Bear, and I'm so excited about the rugby league that it's not only making you look good, it's making me look good down the other end of the telephone here, my friend.
Well, let's get into it. Pano, what did Melbourne and Penrith do better than the other 14 teams to make it to the big dance?
Well, basically, two things, my friend. They adapted to the new rules and came out of the box ready to go at pace. Personally, I thought the Storm didn't quite adapt as fast as the Panthers did, but they did adapt, and that second half of the season, I wrote them off halfway through the year. I said they couldn't win, but mate, they came home like a house on fire and had a lot to do with the key clashes that we're going to have a look at very, very shortly. And the other thing is that both teams outlasted other teams in terms of fitness, and they've managed to get their full complement of their first grade squads back at the right time of the year, and that's now, Bear.
Mate, there are some mouthwatering matchups from this game on Sunday. What are the big ones?
Look, there are too many to go through here, but what we'll do is we'll have a look at those key components of the clash.
Alrighty, let's have a look at them.
Props, my friend. This is going to be a big part of the game. No go forward, no pace out of dummy half, no room for the playmakers. So James Tamau and James Fisher-Harris have been absolutely, fundamentally the reason that this magnificent, youthful Penrith side has got on the front foot. And I've got to say, the big boppers, Jesse Bromwich and Christian Welsh, well, they're pretty good as two. All four of these guys are go forward men and have been carving out plenty of metres all year. Tamau, well, he has the offload, so I give that one to the Panthers.
So that's the forwards. What about in the halves? That's where the game's going to be won, isn't it?
If the two sets of prop forwards can get that go forward, the halves really come into their own, and you're right, that's where the game will be won. Have a look at them. The halves, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, are up against Cameron Munster and Jerome Hughes. A couple of Jeromes in there, but hey, that's all right, we don't mind. Hughes has had a great end of the season, mate, and has built a good relationship with Munster, who is the creativity in the side. The Panthers, Cleary, well, he's the captain of the ship, and he guides the whole side around the park whilst Luai is the attack weapon, and again, a slight edge there to the Panthers.
Two very different custodians in the number one jersey though, aren't there?
Oh, very much so. Look, fullback Dylan Edwards is Mr. Safehouse. He's not the fastest guy in the world, he hasn't got the biggest step in the world, but gee, he's got plenty of ticker, I'll give you that. And he doesn't miss tackles, he doesn't drop the ball, and he is, as I said, Mr. Safehouse. Whilst the speed and the absolute attack of Pappenhausen, Ryan Pappenhausen, in my view, just tips the scales in the Storm's favour. So, look, it's one of those matchups that, you know, one drop ball can win this game. Remember that. These sides are so close.
And I guess we probably shouldn't go too far without mentioning the number nines. They have a little bit to do with the game too, don't they?
The Battle of the Dummy Halves will have a huge bearing on the outcome of this game, mate. It's the game's best modern-day player, in my opinion, Cameron Smith, taking on the wily Apisai Korosau. Two vastly different styles of player. Korosau is all about running and getting his playmakers to the advantage line, whereas Smith likes to be off the ball and be that playmaker and set his forwards on a sound footing. I just can't wait for this matchup. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think that is the key to the game right there.
So, Pano, tell us, who wins the grand final for 2020?
Look, mate, I've rated these sides very, very closely, and there's just nothing between them. But I do believe, and I do believe this, the youth and the exuberance of youth will win the day, and I expect the Penrith Panthers to come home with the summer's proven trophy, my friend.
Well, it's not often we disagree. I think Melbourne have got the edge, but it does make for a fantastic game on Sunday. Of course, you'll hear it with the continuous call team on 981 2NM. What is your tip for the week, Pano?
Well, we're going with one we haven't been with all year. Now, we've been to the Supreme, but we're going with the Super Supreme this time, my friend. It's a Super Supreme pizza for your footy viewing. Anchovies, olives, oregano, garlic, my friend. Put it all on there, as both sides will be throwing the whole kitchen sink into this one, and it will be an absolute belter.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for talking NRL with me and Pano.
And don't forget, folks, enjoy your footy.